Hello, my name is Vanessa Streeter, and welcome to the Live, Heal, Thrive podcast. This is the first episode. Today, I'm going to talk to you about the importance of positive emotions and how to recognize when negative emotions are taking over your life. First, a little bit about myself. I am a health educator as well as a wellness coach. My purpose is to help people not only survive, but also to thrive in their lives through optimal physical and emotional health. Today's episode will focus more on the emotional part of wellness and help you become more aware and mindful of thoughts and emotions that may harm you. What are negative emotions? Negative emotions are simply emotions that make you feel bad. This includes anger, sadness, envy, and apathy. Negative emotions are not pointless. They are often warning signs, and they should never be ignored. And they really can't be, at least not for long. But on the opposite end of this spectrum, there is no point in dwelling on negative emotions. Negative emotions potentially leads to a negative spiral, which can lead to depression or simply not wanting to live or continue your life or do the things that you really enjoy. Negative emotions can distort your judgment. It can inhibit your ability to make good choices. It's kind of like going to the grocery store when you're hungry. When you go to a grocery store when you're hungry, you're not going to choose the best food. So if you live your life on the negative side, you're not going to make good choices for your life. Positive emotions do just the opposite. They expand your choices. Positive emotions help you feel good. These emotions encompass everything from joy to excitement. When you inject more of these emotions into your life, you are more likely to make good decisions. You act from a sense of inspiration rather than desperation. Think about it. If you start your day with a smile on your face, you are less likely to take part in unhealthy activities. You may be less likely to snap at your children or a coworker. You may even be less likely to mindlessly crunch your potato chips or ice, for that matter. You're just more likely to do something positive for yourself than negative. It's not so easy to change those automatic negative thoughts. As with everything, it takes time to change. It takes time to change those neural networks in your mind. And it can be frustrating to dispute negative thoughts. But you can start off by asking yourself if the thought is really true. And if you really feel that it is true, ask yourself if it's really worth dwelling on. Yes, it may be muddy and damp and miserable outside, but there's not much you can do about the weather. The same goes for other people's behaviors. I may hate getting cut off in traffic, but it only hurts me when I dwell on the perceived selfishness of other drivers. It's all in my head. Now, the purpose of positive thinking is not to just stop all negative thinking. Negative thinking has a purpose. The purpose is to stop dwelling on the negative. Pollyanna-like optimism is just as bad as persistent negative thinking. There has to be a balance. So how can you tell when your thinking is off track? It's in the way you feel. If you're feeling sad, are you feeling anxious? Are you feeling angry or jealous or envious? Or you just want to rip somebody's head off? Or you might have this nagging sense of dread in the back of your mind? It's a sign that your thinking may be off track. This also may be a sign that you're getting sick or something is not going well in your body. In the same way that your thinking can control how you physically feel can control your thinking. So you have to pay attention to yourself. Take a moment every hour or so and just listen to your body, listen to your mind, and ask yourself, how am I feeling right now? I know it's easy to get off track sometimes, so just set little cues for yourself. Maybe like at every traffic light, you just take a moment and check into your emotions or have a motivational saying by your desk or put flowers nearby in every room. Just create reminders and cues for yourself to really tune into your emotions. If you find that your negative thoughts are simply just too hard to overcome, it may take more than just the power of positive thinking to get your mind in the right mind frame or mindset. You may need professional help to get you out of your rut. Now, this isn't a sign of weakness. It's not a sign of failure. It's you being kind to yourself, and you deserve to take care of yourself. You need to take care of yourself, physically, mentally, and emotionally. Now, you have a variety of options available. You don't have to take drugs if you don't want to. You just talk to a physician or a therapist or your healthcare provider and ask them what options are available for you. And there's plenty of different options that can meet your needs. And just please, if this is you, take the time to take care of yourself. And thanks again for listening. My name is Vanessa Streeter, and I am a wellness coach and I'm a health educator. And you can visit me at www.livehealththrive.com. And you can contact me at vswillie@livehealththrive.com. And I really do hope you got something out of this podcast today. Thank you. Well, that's the end of the podcast. I do hope you got something out of this. And I hope that you put some of these steps into action. My call to action for you will be, I want you to think of ways that you can dispute your negative thoughts. Ways that work for you in your circumstances. I want you to write them down. Write them down on an index card or on your phone, somewhere that is nearby that you can keep handy. And I also want you to think of cues or reminders that will help you find ways to be mindful of your emotions and your physical presence. So that's the end, and I thank you for listening.